Embervane didn't have many humans in it. It'd been shielded from the outside by old, powerful magic. Elsewhere in the world, monster folk had to disguise themselves, try to mingle among humans or hide in the shadows. But Embervane was a gleaming bubble of safety, a place where they could comfortably express their culture. Even at night, the city bustled with life and love. Nocturnal families got breakfast together, moths and vampires went to work for the day, students hunted for the best venues to study or relax. And Gwen's new cafe would be in the center of it all. "It's an easy walk from the bus stop," Gwen said to Jax as they trotted along the busy street. Her breath hung in the air as she spoke, illuminated by the streetlights and the glowing tiles of the sidewalk. Jax had listened to her rambles about the cafe for months now, but hadn't seen the actual location. She could barely hold still. "Picture it like this. You get off the bus stop. You're on your way to work." She made a rolling motion with her hand to indicate that Jax should continue the idea. "Oh, right. So I'm walking down Main Street on my way to work," he said, immediately understanding what she meant. "And I pass by your little cafe."
"With the outdoor seating," Gwen added quickly,
"once I find some tables and chairs. The college students from Betroth would probably love to sit outside." Jax laughed.
"With outdoor seating, right," he said, rubbing his hands together conspiratorially, or to warm them up. "And I see it's a cafe, and I think to myself, boy, am I hungry."
They went around a cluster of harpies examining a map. Someone gave them a polite nod. Even out of uniform, they recognized Jax and Gwen from their hundreds of shifts around the city.
"And maybe you're tired because it's early in the morning," Gwen said, a grin spreading across her face.
"And I'm just so tired that I could really use some caffeine," Jax said. "And I see that the little cafe, which serves multiple kinds of breakfast foods, as well as all kinds of coffee."
"Some of it with latte art," Gwen said.
"And I think, what luck."
He threw his hands up as though stumbling upon something profound and skipped sideways. Gwen laughed.
"What a lucky man am I that this cafe is right here. Why don't I stop in and get something on my way to work?"
"You've got it. That's it exactly," Gwen said, cupping her face in her upper hands as she laughed. "Doesn't that sound so wonderful?"
"It sounds pretty damn wonderful," Jax agreed.
"Where's it at, then, this cafe of wonder?"
Gwen dashed forward, moving quicker than him on her eight legs. He had to sprint to keep up. This section of Main Street was a little quieter, the sidewalk clearer, so she didn't worry about running anyone over. They stopped in front of the cafe, or the building that would become the cafe. Her building. The front window was cracked and dusty, and the paint on the door was peeling like an old sunburn, but she could see the magic, the potential it all held. Soon, she'd replace the trim, paint it all nice blue or brown, and hang up a great big sign so that everyone would know the cafe's name, which was to be determined, but it'd be a good name. Right now, nobody looked twice at this sad, crumbling building, but it wouldn't stay that way for long. She undid her shawl pin with one set of hands, clasped the middle ones in excitement, and unlocked the door with the lowest. It stuck for a moment. She shoved with her shoulder until it crunched open. "Prepare to be amazed," she said, grinning back at Jax as she ducked through the door. It wasn't sized to fit her yet. That would change soon enough.
"I'm prepared," Jax said, pressing his hands together.
Gwen flipped the light on.